Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the foreign and military policies introduced by the Nazis. We will be considering the specific actions that the Nazis took up to 1939, and we will also be analysing the impact that these policies had in terms of achieving the aims of the Nazis. One of Hitler's goals after taking power was to restore Germany's national pride. This had been a key feature in the Nazis gaining support from many Germans, and this ultimately meant that Hitler's government had to improve and then use a strengthened German military. Hitler's military actions were partly driven by the need to reverse the Treaty of Versailles, and to do this, Hitler identified two main themes. Firstly, to strengthen the German military's size and power, and secondly, to improve German land, both in terms of taking back land that was removed under the treaty and also increasing German territory in other ways as well. In terms of the German military, in 1936, Hermann Göring was put in charge of the Office of the Four-Year Plan. This government organisation's job was to ensure that within 4 years, Germany would be fully ready to fight a war similar to World War I. However, even before that, in March 1935, the Nazis had announced the establishment of an air force, the Luftwaffe. Having an air force broke the Treaty of Versailles, and so the Nazis at first trained pilots in secret. They then gambled that they would not be punished when the public announcement was made. In addition, just after this, on the 16th of March 1935, Hitler announced that conscription into the Wehrmacht, the German army, would be reintroduced. 100,000 more conscripts were to be trained each year. Again, this broke the Treaty of Versailles, but due to secret training, the German army was in fact already bigger than was allowed under the Versailles conditions. German military strength also increased with the building of more naval warships, once more breaking the treaty. The Nazis also made more weapons such as guns and tanks, and this had the added benefit not only of strengthening Germany's military, but also of creating more jobs. The Nazis also took actions to improve German territory. They wanted to win back land that had been taken from Germany as part of the Treaty of Versailles. The first step took place in March 1936. They began by rearming the Rhineland, sending in 20,000 soldiers. Neither France nor Britain stopped Hitler from doing this, in spite of public protests. And then in March 1938, Hitler, who was himself an Austrian, then joined Austria with Germany in an event known as the Anschluss. He started by sending a huge German army into Austria, and then he used a referendum, a special election, to get the Austrian people to support this. Once again, this broke the conditions of the Treaty of Versailles. In September 1938, Germany invaded the Sudetenland. This was an area taken from Germany and given to Czechoslovakia as part of the Treaty of Versailles. And then in March 1939, Germany fully invaded Czechoslovakia, taking under German control areas which had never in fact been German. All of this caused huge fears across Europe. Until now, some countries had sympathised with Germany. They believed that they had been overly harshly treated in the Treaty of Versailles and at the end of World War I. There was also a sincere hope around Europe to try and avoid the possibility of war. However, at this point, after the invasion of Czechoslovakia, Britain and France warned the Nazis that any further aggression would result in war. On the 1st of September 1939, the Nazis invaded Poland. Britain and France demanded that they withdraw, but Hitler refused to do so. And so, on the 3rd of September 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany, thus beginning the Second World War. Let's now examine in more detail the policies for the military introduced by the Nazis and consider their successes and weaknesses in terms of achieving Nazi goals. In terms of national pride, the Nazis were hugely successful in rebuilding this. Germans were delighted to have a government that took back German land and rebuilt their military, especially as this ended the hated Treaty of Versailles. However, this also led to problems. There were major fears in Germany that Hitler's actions would eventually lead to war, and one that Germany might in fact lose. So to try and avoid this, some army generals even plotted a coup to remove Adolf Hitler from power, although ultimately they didn't do so after his Czechoslovakian invasion in fact proved successful for Germany. In terms of military strength, Hitler certainly made Germany a much stronger country. He built a bigger army and navy and introduced a new air force, all of which ensured that Germany was much less likely to be a target for attack. And this larger military had the added benefit of creating jobs for soldiers and also civilians involved in making weapons. However, having a bigger military came at a huge financial cost. Germans struggled to pay for these costs, and many ordinary people in the country had a poorer standard of living, as German money and resources went into military matters rather than domestic policy issues. In terms of German territory, the taking back of German land was very pleasing to German nationalists, and also those Germans that had been taken out of their country as a result of the conditions of the Treaty of Versailles. Having additional land also gave Germany more access to natural resources, as well as extra soldiers and workers too, all of which was crucial to future Nazi goals. However, the Nazis' plans to take control of land around Europe is ultimately what cost them power, suggesting it was a failure. The invasion of Poland is what led to World War II, which ultimately caused the end of Nazi Germany. Without this war, it's possible that Hitler may have held power for many more years in the country.